This is WLRN News. I'm Wilson Sayre. Street art is by nature ephemeral, but a coloring book is preserving some of the murals in Wynwood by asking the rest of us to add our own interpretation of the work. The pages are black and white versions of the murals, both abstract and figurative. Some of the coloring book pages feature an entire mural and others just a detailed section of a wall. I met up with the coloring book's creator, Diego Orlandini, along with one of the artists whose murals is included in the book in Wynwood.
Why did you want to make a coloring book of all things about these walls?
You know, it's a little bit of a crazy story. It started out as I was stressed out of work and I needed something to do, and an ex-girlfriend sent me a coloring book and I didn't listen to her, of course. Why on earth would I listen to her? But a few months later, I picked the coloring book, started coloring, and I realized how awesome it was. And being here in Wynwood all the time and looking at the street art all the time, I thought that it would be a great opportunity to put these two things together. And that's how the book was born, really.
So one of the things that you had talked about is wanting to do this book in to sort of remember some of the work, because it is, it's not permanent, a lot of it.
Right. You know, that is something that I didn't quite think about right at the beginning. After I put the coloring book together, I realized that I had created, in essence, a little bit of a time capsule that captures a moment in time in Wynwood, right? And as you said, this artwork gets painted over. Sometimes it lasts a while, sometimes it doesn't. And now people have a chance to, the artist has a chance to have his work in a piece that's not going to go, you know?
So is there stuff in the book that no longer exists?
Yeah, of course. There are some pieces that are no longer out. In fact, when the book came out, I was in April, I was walking on 25th Street, and one of the pieces by this artist named Misha, it was taken down, you know?
And during the release party?
The day after, you know? So I'm holding the book, and I'm looking at that, and I send him a picture, you know, like, hey, look, your wall is gone. And he was fine with it, you know? And it's cool to see when somebody colors his page and they post it on Instagram. You know, he's like, oh, I love this, you know, because he gets to see how other people are coloring his artwork, you know? And that's amazing. That makes me really happy.
I also caught up with Luis Valle, a street artist featured in the coloring book.
So how do you feel about being in a coloring book?
I mean, for me, it's cool because as a kid, you know, it's like just one of the first things you do in art is you start coloring in a coloring book. That was one of the first things I did, and I realized I was good at art from a coloring book. So I think that's pretty awesome. And it's a cool way where people get to do an interpretation of your work and they can be inspired by you as an artist. And I just think it's a cool idea.
So, I mean, have you talked to any of your other, like, artist friends out here who are in the book about the preservation of your work through something like this? I mean, is this something that people are talking about?
Well, I mean, when you do street art, when you do murals and you put public artwork, you know, the main thing you want to do is take a picture of it first and foremost. But I guess this is another way of preserving it and kind of giving you, like, a little history of Wynwood and what was here and, you know, some of the artists that have been painting and murals here for a while and whatnot, so that's, you know, it's cool.
Where can people get the book?
They can get online at wynwoodcoloringbook.com. It's also available at stores here in Wynwood and at Books and Books.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Diego Orlandini and Luis Valle talking about the Wynwood coloring book. This is WLRN News. I'm Wilson Sayre.